Where did we come from? How did the universe come into being? Are we alone in the universe? All my life, I have sought to understand the universe.
Yeah. Bad boy, baby. Loon.
You're listening to AstroTalk, CITR's weekly astronomy talk show with your host, Marco.
Welcome. Today is June the 1st, and 2017, and we have Donald Trump as the president, and what does that have to do with this show? I guess I should say, we don't have Donald Trump as the president, the world does. He canceled, he gave his intention to withdraw from the latest rounds, or the treaty, the Paris Peace Treaty on climate change. So what does that have to do with this show? The NASA has a lot of satellites they've been deploying over the past few years, and they've been deploying them to look at Earth, and they've been looking at things like the glacier, how much are they receding, the ice, the water levels, all these things, and NASA with their wonderful satellites can see all these things. So hopefully I can cover some of that stuff or talk about it in the next few weeks when NASA gets some stories on there about this. But yes, folks, we are in new territory. So what's happening in astronomy? Some people said they saw the Northern Lights in Vancouver a few nights ago, maybe last weekend. So that's a rare event. It was very weak. I didn't see it, but maybe one day if they announce it, we can all look out for it. And the weather hopefully will be getting better in the near future, so maybe we can see the Northern Lights. I went up to Prince Rupert. I thought I could see the Northern Lights from there, but apparently you have to go farther north. It's got to be in the winter. So if it's spring now, it's almost summer, and to see the Northern Lights here, well, that was probably an amazing thing to see. So what am I going to talk about today? Well, we'll see. I talk a lot about planets, and there's the Cassini mission, which is on its last legs. It's going to crash into Saturn soon, and its mission will be over. So we can look at that. Or there's something about a NASA mission uncovers dance of electrons in space. Now, wouldn't that be beautiful to see a dance of electrons in space? So let's cover that. So I'm looking at a NASA article. Today is what day? Today is the 25th. This article is about a week old. It's dated May 18th, 2017. It's on www.nasa.gov. And the title of it is Magnetospheric Multiscale. As a lot of scientists may already know, we have something called a magnetosphere that protects us. The ions in the form of lava, when they circulate below the surface of the Earth and around our core, they circulate. That's a moving charge. So just like a wire with a current flowing through it, if a compass is put next to that wire, then the compass will deflect. That means a magnetic field is present. And the theory is that a moving charge, like a circuit in a circuit on Earth or the inside our Earth where the ions are circulating around the core, they create a magnetic field, and that envelops our Earth and protects us from cosmic rays and things like that and harmful space radiation. So we're going to look at the magnetosphere today. Now, some people, I've heard it being pronounced as magnetosphere. I'm not sure which one it is, but it's the same thing. So the title of the article is NASA Mission Uncovers Dance of Electrons in Space. I will start reading the article now. You can't see them, but swarms of electrons are buzzing through the magnetic environment, the magnetosphere around Earth. The electrons spiral and dive around the planet in a complex dance dictated by the magnetic and electric fields. When they penetrate into the magnetosphere close enough to Earth, the high-energy electrons can damage satellites in orbit and trigger auroras. Scientists with NASA's Magnetospheric Multiscale Mission, or MMS, study the electrons' dynamics to better understand their behavior. A new study published in Journal of Geophysical Research revealed a bizarre new type of motion exhibited by these electrons. Okay, so it's in the Journal of Geophysical Research, which I have tried to get through, and guess what? I finally had a success. There it is. Electron diffusion region in a magnetic... Oh, I'm reading it, but it's a scientific paper. So let's skip it, and I'll look at it later, and I'll see what it says. Electrons in a strong magnetic field usually exhibit a simple behavior. They spin tight spirals along the magnetic field. In a weaker field region, where the direction of the magnetic field reverses, the electrons go freestyle, bouncing and wagging back and forth in a type of motion called Spicer motion. Now, that's not Sean Spicer. We all know Sean Spicer. That is S-P-I-C-E-R. That's President Trump's press guy, the guy that goes in front of people and makes a fool of himself. This is Spicer, S-P-E-I-S-E-R, so Spicer motion. New MMS results show for the first time what happens in an intermediate strength field. Then these electrons dance a hybrid meandering motion, spiraling and bouncing about before being ejected from the region. This motion takes away some of the field's energy and plays a key role in magnetic reconnection, a dynamic process which can explosively release large amounts of stored magnetic energy. Now I'm just going to pause for a second and try to take in what I just read. So how can scientists track electrons and see that that there's a certain field strength and it will behave this way? Another intermediate field strength, it will behave differently. A strong field strength behave differently. A weak field strength still behave differently. Now, how can they do that? That's amazing. So some of them have a hybrid meandering motion, spiraling and bouncing about before being ejected from the region. And how would they know this? This motion takes away some of the field's energy and plays a key role in magnetic reconnection, a dynamic process which can explosively release large amounts of stored magnetic energy. So we think of empty space, and that's what one of the key contributions that Einstein made. Sometimes people think, oh, this is empty space. There's nothing going on there. But there is. So outside the Earth's or in the magnetosphere, just outside it, these electrons are doing this weird dance, dancing around in different field strength, and they're exploding and releasing large amounts of stored energy. Or this is large amounts of stored magnetic energy. So there is something going on in empty space. It's just not empty. So we see the air around us. We think there's nothing there. Well, there's some molecules. There's oxygen and nitrogen and all this. But there's a lot more going on. There's quantum mechanical phenomena taking place. Particles are popping in and out of existence in split seconds. There's a lot of things going on. Magnetic fields, electric fields. There are neutrinos. There's 6 billion neutrinos going through my thumb every second. So space is full of life. There's things going on there. And what we might have thought, empty space just outside of the Earth's magnetic field, we thought maybe there's nothing going on. Well, there is. Electrons are doing this weird dance. So I'm going to continue reading the article. But it's quite amazing to think there's so much going on around us. And again, as I said, some of the genius of Einstein was that he recognized this. He recognized space-time is a fabric. So space is a fabric. It's just not empty. It's got stuff in it. And it has properties, so it can warp. And when space warps, then when particles or matter travels through that space, it has to follow the warp space-time that, or the warp space that is made in the dent of space, in the fabric of space-time. So that was cool, wasn't it, what I just said? I'm not sure what I said, but I did say something. Okay, so now let's get back to the article. And now I'm going to quote somebody. His name is Li Jianchen, lead author. Chen, remember Chen, C-H-E-N. We say Chen, but in China they say Chen. So Li Jianchen, lead author of the study and MMS scientist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. So Goddard was some kind of physicist or astronomer or astronaut. I'll have to find out more about them because there's lots going on. A lot goes on in this Goddard Space Flight Center named after him. So here's the quote, end quote, MMS is showing us the fascinating reality of magnetic reconnection happening out there, end quote. As MMS flew around Earth, it passed through an area of a moderate strength magnetic field where electric currents run in the same direction as the magnetic field. Such areas are known as intermediate guide fields. While inside the region, the instruments recorded a curious interaction of electrons with the current sheet, the thin layer through which the current travels. As the incoming particles encountered the region, they started gyrating in spirals along the guide field, like they do in a strong magnetic field, but in larger spirals. So the electrons came in contact with something called a current sheet. So what's a current sheet? They say here, the thin layer through which the current travels. So how can they define a current sheet just saying it's a thin layer through which current travels? That's a whole chunk of space out there, a lot of space. So I still can't see what a current sheet is. Anyway, I'll keep going. The MMS observations also saw signatures of the particles gaining energy from the electric field. Before long, the accelerated particles escaped the current sheet, forming high-speed jets. In the process, they took away some of the field's energy, causing it to gradually weaken. So somewhere there's a current sheet there and it's doing something. I'll try to see what it's doing. So anyway, I'm going to pause now. When I come back, I'll continue more with this article. This is Marco. You're listening to AstroTalk on CITR 101.9.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
I seen you with your girl, sporting, in your chinchilla fur. I was laid up in the cool back shader, looking at your face just pure with no makeup. A little bit of MAC lip gloss, hair in a bun, well done. Looking for a ring, I seen none, so I hopped out the coupe and hot the soup is stopping. Introduced like I'm shining, you my destiny. In your diamond cluster, too much just to touch you.
This is Robin, the program manager at CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to AstroTalk with Marco, the best astronomy program on the planet.
Put it in your purse and call.
On the telephone, she heard my voice. Tell me the people that in my Rolls Royce. If my Rolls Royce is not for ladies, then girl, I'm gonna take you in my Mercedes. My Mercedes would get full up of the disease. My Firebird, if my Firebird cannot take the curve, girl, put your ass on the dumb at your butt.
You're getting closer. My player days is over. One hit me not completely, but still.
Welcome back. This is Marco. You're listening to AstroTalk on 101.9 CITR 101. So I was talking about electrons outside our Earth and in the magnetic sphere, or magnetosphere, which is a magnetic sphere that circles the Earth. And there's also electric fields out there. So these particles, these electrons are traveling in this magnetic field, in this electric field, and they're doing certain dances. They're gyrating and spiraling certain way. And then they get ejected, and I'm not sure how, and somehow when they ejected, they take away some of the field's energy, causing the field to gradually weaken. Well, this is all interesting stuff. I don't know how it happens, but anyway, it's happening, or so says NASA. So let's continue on with the article. The magnetic field environment where the electron's motions were observed was uniquely created by magnetic reconnection, which caused the current sheet to be tightly confined by bunched up magnetic fields. How they can discover this and come to this conclusion, I don't know, but it sounds like kind of complicated stuff. The new results help the scientists better understand the role of electrons in reconnection and how magnetic fields lose energy. MMS measures the electric and magnetic fields it flies through and counts electrons and ions to measure their energies and directions of motion. With four spacecraft flying in a compact pyramid formation, so they have spacecraft out there. Wow. MMS is able to see the fields and particles in three dimensions and look at small-scale particle dynamics in a way never achieved before. Now I'm going to quote somebody. His name is Tom Moore. Mr. Moore is a senior project scientist for MMS at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. End quote. The time resolution of MMS is 100 times faster than previous missions. That means we can finally see what's going on in such narrow layers, and we will be able to better predict how fast reconnection occurs in various circumstances. End quote. So the whole thing here, it looks like it's reconnection. Somehow, that's what they call it. So the electrons that get trapped in Earth's magnetic and electric fields outside of our planet, somehow they spiral, they go through a current sheet, and when they get ejected out, they release a lot of energy, and they take away some of the field's energy. Interesting. Okay, back to the article. Understanding the speed of reconnection is essential for predicting the intensity of the explosive energy release. Reconnection is an important energy release process across the universe, first time I've ever heard about it, and is thought to be responsible for some shock waves and cosmic rays. Solar flares on the sun, which can trigger space weather, are also caused by magnetic reconnection. Well, I've never heard it called or termed that way, magnetic reconnection or reconnection. So that's an interesting topic to look into. With 2 years left under its belt, but here they say 2 years, but somehow America always seems to extend its space missions. So hopefully we can see this one extended. Back to the article. With 2 years under its belt, MMS has been revealing new and surprising phenomena near Earth. These discoveries enable us to better understand Earth's dynamic space environment and how it affects our satellites and technology. MMS is now heading to a new orbit, which will take it through magnetic reconnection areas on the side of the Earth farther from the sun. In this region, the guide field is typically weaker, so MMS may see more of these types of electron dynamics. Well, isn't that wonderful how we can look at astronomy and it's just endless, isn't it? There's so many things to learn about in astronomy now, a new thing called magnetic reconnection. So anyway, these are all on the wonderful NASA website, www.nasa.gov. And here is a topic I will look at. It's called electron diffusion region during magnetopause reconnection with an intermediate guide field, magnetic multiscale observations. Sounds like very light reading. Anyway, thank you for listening. Guess what? My website's ready. By next week, I'll be able to tell everybody how to get to my website. It's on www.marcosastrotalk.com, and I'm going to join with DP Lally, who's in the accessibility committee, and we're going to try to bring you a lot of different podcasts on a lot of topics of science. So thank you for listening. This has been Marco on CITR 101.9. I'm signing off. Have a beautiful day.